It's 101.1 The Wiz Station, bringing Natty Christmas, Young Steph in the building, man, on a Saturday, the day before Natty Christmas. And I feel like it's Christmas, man. I got my gift early today.
What you get?
I got you. We got Dej Loaf in the building right now. Dej, what up?
What's up, Cincinnati?
How that road life treating you?
Crazy every day.
Where you coming from?
Look, I don't even know. Look, where we coming from? Like, Indianapolis, yeah.
Man, you got to change up that health diet, don't you?
Yeah, definitely.
No more loud?
But I don't smoke.
No smoking?
I don't smoke.
No drinking?
I drink, yeah. I can't smoke because I have asthma.
Wow.
Yeah, so I drink Hennessy.
That's my favorite.
Like, every day.
Doubles or triple shots?
Sips? Yeah, I get
baby sips or grown woman sips?
Grown woman sips, you know what I'm saying, you know.
You have asthma, but you used to hoop, though, right?
Yeah.
So how did that play out?
I'm a rapper now. Like, my asthma, it wasn't that bad growing up. It was bad, but it wasn't, like, super, super bad. Like, now it's more, like, I can't do a lot of stuff, you know what I mean? Like, just all that running. Like, I didn't grow out of it like everybody else did. Like, a lot of people had asthma as a kid, and they grew out of it. Yeah. I'm the only one that still got the
Now, Dej Loaf, tell me about the grind, the first mixtape up to where you are now.
Yeah, well, my first mixtape, I dropped it in 2012. So, yeah, I have been working on music all my life, though. Just like, you know, I never recorded, like, much growing up. Like, I wasn't in the studio or anything. Because like, I had those hoop dreams for real. Like, I used to just play basketball all the time.
What changed it from yo, I want to play ball, you know what I'm saying, so I want to do music full time. Like, what switched up? What changed in your life?
When I got to ninth grade, it was a different vibe. You know, the whole basketball thing was, like, serious in high school. Like, you know, these people are playing their heart out. And I was just kind of, like, lacking. Like, I didn't go to the summer programs and the AAUs, none of that. You know, I was just playing, like, street ball. So when I got to high school, it was a more professional level. Like, I'm like, oh, these girls are, like, college bound. And I'm, like, sitting up here with my little handles, like, this ain't gonna work. So I kind of got discouraged.
You got, like, the hottest song in the streets, hottest song in the clubs right now. Like, how does it feel to, you know what I mean, start 2011, it's only 2014, and, like, you on top of the game right now?
Feels amazing. Like, I always saw it, you know, I ain't gonna lie and say, like, I didn't see this coming. I just didn't know when, you know, because you go through so much, you know, struggling and all type of stuff. You be like, man, when is my day coming?
Now, your sound on Try Me, is that a new Detroit sound, or is that just you?
Yeah, that's pretty much me, you know? Like, I've always just kind of been, like, outside of the Detroit sound, you know what I mean?
Now, I understand that you're married, right?
I'm married.
You're not married?
Nah, not yet, man. What you talking about?
Straight up and down, I heard that you were married.
Who said I was married?
No, I heard. I can't say who said it.
You're lying.
But I'm not Dej. Dej. I'm Cincinnati boy, straight from the west side. What I got a lie for?
That just threw me for a loop. I'm asleep.
What you gonna give me a bra now?
Who told you I was married? Nobody told
straight
you
up. That. Wikipedia?
Wikipedia.
Wiki. I'm not no bull.
I know people that's 23 and married, but I'm not married.
So you got any plans for marriage? Is that gonna come soon? Or
look,
is it single life?
I'm just focused right now. Like, I'm dating, but I'm not married, getting married.
So what do you look for when it comes to dating somebody?
Just honesty, just, you know, just honesty. Keep it real. And I like genuine people, not afraid to be yourself, you know what I'm saying? Just genuine.
So if you had to choose between Trey Songz, Flocka, and Chad Ochocinco, Headbutton Johnson, who would you choose?
Oh, wow. I'm going to take Flocka for 500.
Flocka for 500? And let me ask you why.
He got his little situation, but yeah.
Straight up and down. In Detroit, it's not a lot of people that I guess, come together. So for you to get so far in your career so fast, is it a love-hate thing?
Yeah.
How does the city look at you?
The city, they show love, but you see those people, you know, who be looking out their side eye, like, you know, they've been doing it for so long and they ain't really got, you know, too far, you know what I'm saying? So they definitely looking at it like, you know, but they don't even know I've been doing it for a long time too. I just was like shy. I was never like, you know, really working my music. I was just writing. I've been writing for all my life.
So are they comparing you yet?
I
feel like they're gonna try to box you. Like, I'm not gonna try to box you. Mm-hmm. I like your image. Like, when I seen Try Me, I'm like, yeah. Like, shorty woke up eating cereal, took it to the porch, now it's goon. Like, you know what I mean? It was different. Like, but I really feel like when it comes to, like, female artists, female rappers, like, they try to put them in a box and try to compare them. Like,
always. So that's the thing. Like, you can't put me in a box. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going in a box, because it's been a cycle of that, like, for years. You know, with female rappers, which is why female rappers don't get the looks now, like, nowadays. Not too many of them. Like, people don't really pay attention to female rappers. You know, either their music's not good or it's just, like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But And that's because they're all in a box. They all do the same stuff. Every time you get a new one in the game, they go to that box. I'm not going
what
to the box?
What box you talking
it's
about?
It's just a box of feeling like you're a female rapper, acting like you're a female rapper. Like, people going to treat you like that. You know, just they want acceptance.
I ain't going to hold you up, man. I know you got this show tonight. What kind of show you going to give them? Celebrities tonight, one of the biggest clubs in the city.
Really?
The city going to come out. Like, I'm telling you this for a reason. Like, Cincinnati is like Detroit. Detroit is like Cincinnati in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, what kind of show you feel like bringing?
It depends. We go crazy every night. Me and my homie Over Rolling.
Yeah.
Yeah. We do the shows good every night. So we gonna turn up for him.
Most definitely. Yeah, and one last question. After Try Me, what we looking at?
We got that Sell Soul mixtape that just dropped. So y'all can check that out. It's a lot of dope songs on there.
Most definitely. How can the people stay in contact with you?
Dejlof, DEJLOAF on Instagram and Twitter. Hit me up.